Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
There are few, if any, words in the English language which are more abused and misused than the word love. My good Tennessee friends often say, especially in the fall, "I love the Tennessee Big Orange." If you are not a Tennessean, you may not know just how committed and rabid we Big Orange fans are. But you probably are just as committed to your state or local football team. Some of us also say, "I love fishing or hunting," or "I love West Tennessee barbecue," or "I love grits and gravy." When we use the word love in these contexts, do we mean the same as when we say, "I love my wife," or "I love my child"? The Scriptures do not define the word love, although they come very close when they say, "Love seeks not her own." 1 Corinthians 13:6. We need to examine closely what the Scriptures teach about loving family members, about loving our brothers and sisters in Christ, about loving those who are outside the family of God, and about loving the truth. But I want to dwell today on what it means to love God. Do you ever wonder about the performers on various religious telecasts who constantly confess their love for God? Surely those who love God are going to tell God and others that they do love God. But can we be sure that we and others love God just because we confess that love to Him and to others? Love must include more than just saying we love God. We must show by our behavior that we love Him. What did the Apostle John mean when he wrote, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5:2-3. But surely John is not teaching that we must keep God's commandments to be saved and to remain saved. Would that not be works righteousness? It would unquestionably be works righteousness if we decide on our own what rules and regulations men must follow to be acceptable in God's sight, or if we believe that just by keeping God's commandments, we are earning salvation. There are almost certainly some in the religious world who believe God owes them salvation when they have obeyed God's commandments. But that is not what the Bible means when it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. Some of the teachers on television and on radio betray their lack of love for God by ridiculing the necessity of doing what God commands. Recently, a radio preacher said, "If you are not a Christian, confess that you are a sinner. Pray to God for forgiveness, and He will forgive you." Are you aware that no apostle or other inspired gospel preacher ever gave such instructions to an alien sinner? What did the preachers in the early church tell men and women they had to do to be saved? The Jews on Pentecost asked the Apostle Peter and the other apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" That is, what shall we do to be saved? Peter, by divine inspiration, answered, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and unto all your children, and unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Acts 2:38-39. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people believed that message and were baptized into Christ. They showed by their obedience that they did love God. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.